time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. Thank you for joining us. Lots of articles to cover this week, and I think the number one article that I want to start with is about GMO corn. And they're calling it the number one cause of disease and cancer, the apocalypse. And, there's a question. Have you ever been to a doctor's office or an emergency room and been the only person there, first to be seen and right away? Have you ever known anyone to be diagnosed with a disease or disorder, and a medical doctor or the oncologist tells them to stop eating genetically modified food and then come back in a month and we'll do a checkup then? Just doesn't happen, does it? However, it's no conspiracy that consuming bug-killing and weed-killing chemical-causing disorders of the human cells, brain, and cleansing organs. So you have to think of this. When a bug eats Roundup that's been sprayed on corn or any other fruit or vegetable, their stomachs explode and their nervous system is destroyed. So now with genetically modified foods, they're actually being able to put the Roundup poison directly into the corn. And it's now in everything. A high fructose corn syrup is almost in every food, every soda, can, sugar, and it's all genetically modified. You're getting genetically modified potatoes and corns and squashes and so many different kinds of foods that are now genetically modified with that chemical in it. Now, science has proved that eating and drinking chemicals causes cancer of all kinds. It causes pandemic-style diseases. It can cause cell manipulation, and it's at the root level, the DNA level. And instead of dosing the problem with more chemicals, and we're not told to stop eating those foods. And Monsanto scientists figured out a long time ago how to kill rootworm beetles and pesky cornfield weeds using poisons that embed into the DNA of the corn or any of the other plant seeds. Then Monsanto has the farmers spray more of that Roundup Ready corn with more poisons, which then allows the plant to actually have more of that pesticide. So we now know that all pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, eating those disrupts the immune system, disrupts the nervous system. It puts toxins into the body that your entire cleansing systems all have to get rid of. And basically, you only have so many ways of eliminating poisons. You can poop it out, you can pee it out, you can sweat it out your skin, you can cough it out of your mouth, or you can blow it out of your nose, and you can breathe it out. What happens, every one of those systems are being overtaxed and overloaded with getting rid of toxic material. And then doctors are telling us we don't understand what's causing all these sicknesses. We don't understand what's causing all of these diseases. Now, you can't keep eating huge amounts of genetically modified foods. You can't keep eating and drinking these mutated products without those products building up in your systems. And whether you're drinking soda pop or any other drink that has high fructose corn syrup that's been added, nearly all candy and gums and microwave popcorns and bread and breakfast cereals and canned and jarred fruits and baked goods and sauces and condiments and processed juices and salad dressings and sweetened yogurts and frozen pizzas and microwavable meals and snacks and cereal bars and protein bars and nutrition bars and coffee creamers and energy drinks and sports drinks and jams and jellies and ice cream. And all of these, non-organic Roundup Ready foods that you're regularly consuming add more and more toxic material and overload all of these systems that do the elimination. And then we have to wonder what's going on and why people are getting sick so often. So there's been study after study that was done. There was studies done in France, and they did long-term studies on animals consuming Monsanto's GMO-laden maize, the corn, and also on the Roundup Ready herbicide. Well, they found, and it really kind of rocked the science in France, because the rats and animals that were fed suffered severe liver disease, kidney damage, and after 3 months, most of the female rats grew massive cancer tumors around the same time period. These findings were published as far back in the Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicology as far back as 2013. And shortly after that famous study, Monsanto's highly paid biotech goons ran this... lower that sound if you could. They did another study, and they cut the results short by 3 months just before the rats got deadly sick, and claimed that the study was flawed and that the animals were fine. Again, it seems to be that money is what controls most of the studies. So anyone who thinks that humans aren't affected by all of these toxic materials that everybody's consuming every single day is just either asleep or doesn't read or is not looking at the studies. And it doesn't matter whether they're rat studies or other animal studies or their studies with humans. The rats and animals are dying of cancer. They're dying of liver disease, kidney disease. And humans, their lifespans are being shortened. Not only are their lifespans being shortened, but last week I talked about an article where actually intelligence is going down for the first time over the past 4 decades. And that's as long as people have been consuming all of these huge amount of pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. And you go back as an example, and we talk about our parents or our grandparents, and you go back to the early 1900s and up till 1910, 20, you didn't have all of these chemicals that were in the food. Today, we have so many chemicals that are in the food, and people are consuming pounds and pounds and pounds of these chemicals every year. Now, the government will tell you that there's no problem, that you're okay, and not to worry about it, and that it's not your choice of getting cancer, that it's somehow genetic, it's somehow something, or again, there was a big article that was from Harvard Medical School that talked about that getting cancer is just bad luck. Yes, that was what they said. And so now what we're finding, when any person that just looks at what's going on out there, you can't help but understand that when you consume huge amounts of toxic material, that that's what's happening. That you're having to eliminate these toxins through the elimination systems. Now, in naturopathy, whether it's you're going to an herbalist or an iridologist or a naturopath or anybody that practices nutritional lifestyle modifications, and they're telling you to eat organic food as much as possible. There's a reason for that, so that you don't overtax the human elimination systems. Again, whether it's the lymph system or the nervous system But anyway, just to finish up on this study, one of the reasons that we promote eating organic food as much as possible, one, it's to support the industry. Of course, that's necessary. We want the prices to come down, and we want farmers to recognize that they can make a living producing organic food. And at the same time, we know that eating organic food lowers your toxic load, lowers that load of the amount of poisons that you're taking in. So again, one of the things that I talked about last week when we talked about what's causing intelligence to go down, I think a lot of it is having to do with all of this toxic food, especially over the last 20 years, 25 years. We don't have to go back 40, but over the last 20 years, it's been very intense, and everything you eat now is full of toxic material. Also, the water you drink and the toothpaste, when you're using fluoride and when you're using grain products with bromated vegetable oils, when you're drinking chlorinated water or showering from chlorinated showers, you know, the water coming right out of the wall, all of those chemicals, the bromine and the chlorine and the fluorine, they all deplete the iodine. I've talked about this many times before, and I'll continually talk about it because I think it's so important. When you lower the amount of iodine in the system, you're lowering the immune system and you're lowering the actual intelligence. They now found that intelligence is controlled a lot by iodine. That's why we always have pregnant women and young children take at least one drop, as an example, of Lugol solution so that they can get that iodine in. It is possible to stay healthy and keep your kids healthy by eating the right kinds of food. So that's what's so important when you can continually consume the proper kinds of food, then you're going to actually help yourself, and you're going to know that you and your family are going to be doing the best they can and stay healthy. Eliezer Ben-Joseph, be right back after these commercial breaks.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning, and thank you for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. There was one comment, it's very true, there was a China study, and it clearly demonstrated the power of health choices, and also getting the right amount of nutrients, because that China study was a huge study, and it had to do with eating healthy foods. It also monitored how much selenium was in foods, and when the selenium was low, cancer increased. So we now know that when you eat foods that are high in nutrient value, that they have a high nutrient density, then you're going to get those nutrients into the body, and because of that nutrient density, you're going to stay healthier. Then what you do is you augment that with vitamins and minerals and herbs and things like Prime Longevity. When I develop Prime Longevity, I develop that because it contains all of the specific nutrients that you can't really eat, meaning you would have to eat huge amounts of certain foods to be able to get that high amount. I put in the high dosages in Prime Longevity that were done with the scientific studies, not minor amounts. As an example, when you pick up some nutritional supplements and you're going to see 5 milligrams of coenzyme Q10. Okay, those are just enough so that they can write it on the label. It's really not enough to do anything in your body. So when you look at Prime Longevity and you see 120 milligrams of CQ10, you see 120 milligrams of resveratrol, and that's the stuff that you see in red wine. You see 120 milligrams of lipoic acid. You see a huge amount of astaxanthin, 30 milligrams. When you see 300 plus milligrams of pomegranate extract, and there's turmeric extract and cinnamon extract, then all of those nutrients add to the overall nutrient reserves in your body. Because how your body works is to the lowest common denominator. All of these nutrients, as an example, work in conjunction with other nutrients, and they have to be in certain ratios. So when one nutrient is lacking, that's how the body will work. And there's what's called a triage. You've heard that term before, and that's like when the first responders come from a big tornado or an earthquake or something, and you see all these people that are lying on the ground and they're hurt, and what they do is run from one person to the next person, and they mark them who needs what and who's going to live and what medications do we do or use, and that's called a triage. Well, in the human body, the body has to do the same kind of triage. When it's lacking in a specific nutrient, it has to decide where to send the amount of the nutrient that it does have. Does it send it to the nervous system or to the structural system or to the digestive system? So what we want is what we would call expensive urine. You know how many times you'd go to the doctor and the doctor would say, oh, you just have expensive urine. You don't really need that. Well, when your urine is cheap, it means you're missing something. And I want to make sure that I'm not missing anything. So you're going to take the right nutrients. And again, Prime Longevity, I think, is one of the best nutrients you can take. And that's also going to be up and running soon. That's being worked on right now. And basically, when you get those nutrients in, you're going to have enough excess so that when you do pee it out, it's still going to leave the amount of reserves in your body that's necessary so that you can avoid disease, avoid toxic buildup of chemicals. And again, that's why I constantly suggest that people eat organic food, drink clean, healthy water, shower from clean, healthy water that's gone through a filter, drink water that's through a filter, and you're going to really show the difference. You're going to notice, and your kids will notice, and you'll notice with your kids that you just don't succumb to all of these sicknesses. So heed what I say, and I think it'll really make a difference. I'm just reading their son has thyroid cancer, 15 years old, and is currently in isolation. That's a pretty serious disease. What they'll probably end up doing is either irradiating his thyroid or cutting out the thyroid completely. So one of the things that you want to do is make sure that they get enough iodine in their body. Start with one drop a day and add one drop every 4 or 5 days. That's Lugol solution. Make sure they get enough vitamin D, and then put them on what we call a modified vegetarian ketogenic diet. And you cut out sugars, you cut out most fruit juices, you cut out most simple carbohydrates, anything that causes sugar to be too much in the system, because we know from Otto Warburg back in the 1930s, he won the Nobel Prize proving that cancer cells use sugar to produce their energy. They feed on sugar, because thyroid cancer or any kind of cancer, that's nothing you can just talk about here, take these herbs over the radio. And again, we talk about Nature Sunshine herbs, and anybody that there's all kinds of different combinations for the liver, for the thyroid, for the kidneys. Then we talk about doTERRA essential oils, because we use a lot of the combinations. Now they're coming in the little soft gel, capsulettes, and so you can take them very easily. Anyway, I want to go back to talking about some of these articles, because there's another article, and it seems like every week we're getting more and more studies that are showing that medical cannabis is really a medicinal booster. Medicinal cannabis treats cancer. It boosts the immune system. And they're reviewing now more than 100 studies that have shown cannabis to really be that medicinal. And the government, of course, I don't think they want you to be taking that, but they now know that, again, here it says in this article that the federal government refuses to recognize the really intense medicinal aspects of cannabis. Even though scientific analysis has shown that the cannabinoid compounds found in marijuana can stop cancer cells from dividing and spreading, and can even cut off the blood supply to tumors. And these friendly plant compounds also serve to support and boost the immune system. And the researchers say that these findings prove that cannabis can be used as a cancer treatment of first choice. And does that mean that we're going to cannabis is finally going to be recognized for its medicinal powers? You know, we can only hope that that's true. But we now know that, as an example, German researchers have concluded that cannabis compounds fight cancer. And they're at Rostock University Medical Center in Germany. And let me tell you, the Germans do a lot of really heavy studies. And they're saying that the cannabinoids have intense medicinal value. And you also get the CBD, that's these cannabidiol compounds. And also there's other controversial compounds like tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC, and that still remains a subject of scorn. Yet the THC, we know, helps people that have cancer that have wasting syndrome. They can't eat, they're nauseous, they're vomiting, they're losing weight, and when they take the THC, it stops that nausea, gives them an appetite, and immediately stops that wasting syndrome. In the meantime, if you are concerned about drug studies, doTERRA has come out with a new copaiba, I think I'm pronouncing that right, and it comes from a tree in Brazil that's very high in these cannabidiols, and it comes in an essential oil, and it's coming in these little soft gels. Now, I've just started taking that myself because of the high medicinal value, and so I'm starting to take one of those little soft gels twice a day. And this way you don't have to worry about the THC, which is the part that gives you that euphoria or getting high. And listen, I'm an old guy, 70 years old. I graduated high school in 1966 in Los Angeles. And what were people doing in L.A. in 1960s? You know, it was the hippie movement, Peace, Love, Flowers, and Joni Mitchell, you know. And I think probably within 2 to 3 years, you're going to have cannabis legal recreationally in most states in the United States. I think within 5 years, it'll probably be legal everywhere. In the meantime, when you're concerned, then you can take compounds like the copaiba from the Brazil tree, and that will really help fight off cancer. Another thing that we now know that really is very strong against cancer, and that is the frankincense or boswellia tree. And boswellia is one of the new kids on the block. It's actually not new. It's been around for a couple thousand years. This is frankincense is what was given to the baby Jesus. And what we know on that is that the baby Jesus got from the wise men three things: frankincense, myrrh, and gold. And of course, we know what gold is. It can buy anything. But frankincense comes from the boswellia tree. It grows in Africa, and it grows in the Middle East, and that's mostly where it grows, and it grows kind of in the deserts. There's a lot of over-harvesting of frankincense, and a lot of people are killing the trees because they're over-harvesting, and they're only out to make a quick buck, and then they're it's causing a lot of destruction in some of the boswellia forests. Well, one of the things I really like about doTERRA is that they help go to some of these farmers, and they teach the farmers how to harvest properly so that those trees will last for a very long time, and that they won't cause the destruction and killing of those trees. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. I wanted to go back. I was talking about vitamin D levels, and we've known for a long time. As an example, there was, many articles from over the last year. I probably covered, maybe 5-10 articles on vitamin D. And there was one of them, the most profound I remember, talked about that if you can get your vitamin D levels up to at least 75 to 85 to even 95, 75 to 95, you cut your risk of every known cancer by 75%. This is from Diabetes News, and they're talking about that the higher your vitamin D level, and this is from the University of California in San Diego, that it found that if your vitamin D level is low, you increase your risk of getting type 2 diabetes. But they found that when your vitamin D level is high enough, and again, they're saying over 50, I think it should be at least over 70 or 75, that you can cut your risk of type 2 diabetes around 80%. And that's pretty huge, because think of the amount of money that is spent in our health care, and think of how much money is spent in just on diabetes alone. And vitamin D is a really inexpensive vitamin, and you can use vitamin D, and it's, you know, take anywhere, the government says take about 600 units per day. They actually wanted to lower it from 400 to 300, and there was a big uproar in the medical community, so they raised it to 600. But actually, you really need to take a minimum of 1,000 units a day, even 10,000 units a day. But this study that was done was a 12-year study with 900 participants. That's a huge study. And they were assessed for their vitamin D levels, wanted to look and whether they developed diabetes or not. And none of the participants had diabetes at the beginning of the study, and after 12 years, participants with vitamin D that was 30 or below, and that's nanograms per milliliter, that they had only one-third the risk of developing diabetes as compared to those which showed vitamin D levels under. Now, 30 is really low, so again, when you get the highest vitamin D levels, and they said concentrations over 50 showed a very low risk of type 2 diabetes, and they were 5 times less likely to get the disease than those with low vitamin D. And the research results were published in the journal Diabetes and the journal PLOS-1. So Vitamin D levels are really part of the entire immune system, and we're talking cancer and making vitamin D levels high enough that you lower your risk of 75%. That just seems to be a huge number, and I would think that that would should be on front page news on every newspaper in the world, and yet it's not. What's happening is if you had a drug that was 12% lower risk of of breast cancer, it would be on front page news. But here, vitamin D that has a high vitamin D that can have profound health benefits, and yet it's really not talked about. So keep your vitamin D levels high. You're going to improve your immune system. You're going to lower your risk of diabetes. You're going to lower your risk of all forms of cancer. So I'm going to say everybody needs to get a vitamin D level at least twice a year or every 4 to 6 months. And what you can do is once you get that level, if it's low, you can take, you know, you get the average capsule size is about 5,000 units. And you can take five of those, which is 25,000, twice a day for 4 or 5 days. That will bring your levels up very quickly. And then you can go back to one 5,000 unit twice a day. And that's 10,000 units. So I think children should a minimum get about 4,000 units a day, even 5,000 again. Once you get that blood level, then you know how much to take. And you want to get it between 75 and 95. And once you're up that high, you're going to notice that you don't get sick, and really all kinds of diseases just start to fall away. So that's, again, another great article on vitamin D. Next article that I'd like to mention, talk about, is that there's 7 suppressed inventions that would have changed the world dramatically. It's, again, when you look at this, the world is... you know, that there's just so many things in right now. It's steeped in poverty, and there's not a lot of humanitarian advancements. And, you know, if you're into conspiracy theories, you're going to think, of course, it's the ruling elite that have suppressed a number of these technologies that have could have changed the world and created utopias. Now, there are really some innovations that were brought to the world by brilliant inventors, and these technologies were given a hard time by pharmaceutical industry, is 7 suppressed inventions that would have changed the world. And there are some technologies that were attempted to be brought to the world, and yet the big boys, the ruling elite, the pharmaceutical industry, people were killed, murdered, and it was all for profit. So one of the most, the first suppressed inventions that would have changed the world completely was Nikola Tesla, and he gave us free electricity. And electric power, of course, is everywhere, and it's present in unlimited quantities and can drive the world's machinery without the need of coal, oil, or gas, or any other fuels. This is from Nikola Tesla. And he brought us the Wardenclyffe Tower, and he would be able to send electricity to anywhere in the world. And he was a multi-talented, I think, one of the greatest scientists that's ever lived. And his genius gave rise to, oh my gosh, a huge amount of inventions, from radio waves to laser to remote control to lights. He actually developed the light bulb, not Edison. He worked for Edison, but of course the owner of the company is the one that gets the credit. He also did fluorescent lighting, and actually the Supreme Court overturned Marconi. He did not develop radio. It was Tesla. So Tesla wanted to give everybody free electricity throughout the world. And of course, at the time, Rockefeller owned much of the dams and the hydroelectric dams. So they controlled how much electricity people got. J.P. Morgan owned copper mines, and again, copper makes electrical wire, and you need electrical wire to transmit electricity. So Tesla was giving it free without wires. And he said that as long as, you know, how do you produce electricity? You take a mass and you spin it in a magnetic field, and that produces electricity. Well, if you take the Earth, it's a large mass, and you spin it in a magnetic field, well, the magnetic field is around the Earth, and it produces electricity directly in the atmosphere. And he developed a way of harnessing that electricity directly from the atmosphere by the means of those towers. And without wires, those towers could transmit the harnessed electricity to ground level areas wherever they needed around the world. His funding was stopped, his equipment and lab were burned, and his intellectual property was stolen. And actually, about 80 to 90% of everything that Westinghouse Corporation has was invented by Tesla. And Tesla just was one of the greatest scientists to ever live. So that's number one, free electricity for the whole world. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. When we get back, I'll talk about the continued inventions that were suppressed that would have changed the world. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Anyway, the second invention was Raymond Royal Rife, and he gave us a universal microscope that went up to like 25,000 diameters, and he was curing cancer with frequency. And again, that was suppressed by the Rockefeller-owned American Medical Association, and he was successfully, and he did double, studies where he took the worst cancer that was given by the American, the cancer industry, and said, here, cure these people. And with frequency medicine, he was able to actually cure cancer. And he was Rockefeller American Medical Association had his work closed down. Rife setups, they seized his equipment, and essentially Rife refused to hand over the rights of his work to the AMA. They wanted the rights to the frequency medicine, and again, they saw the money interests hidden in the ulterior motives. And his cancer machine, which was a frequency machine, and he was able to see actually cancer cells be exploded under the microscope, and it would have allowed the world at large to actually have different cures for cancer. And that would mean a lot of customers lost to the American Medical Association, and a lot of revenue lost. Now, a lot of people don't want to believe things like that. They just can't believe that the American Medical Association or that the government would do things like that. But yet, we see things like this happen all of the time. And when you're talking billions and billions of dollars, or even trillions of dollars, people will murder, cheat, steal, and do anything for that kind of money. Anyway, have you ever noticed that, again, I talked before, Otto Warburg won two Nobel Prizes for medicine, And what did he win? He found out that cancer feeds on sugar, and that when you repair the respiration with oxygen, cancer can't live in the presence of high amounts of oxygen. And yet you do not hear any cancer doctor telling you, stop eating sugar. If anything, they tell you, eat whatever you want, and you don't have to worry about it. And you certainly don't hear them telling, use high amounts of oxygen when you exercise, and it'll actually lower your risk of cancer. Anyway, you don't hear people telling you to use oxygen and lower cancer. And Reif had his machine, and that would have cured almost all cancer. He was, again, they took all of his equipment. He had little money. He was exiled to Mexico to avoid imprisonment in the USA. And he died of alcoholism, and because of all the legal battles, and that he couldn't get them to hear he had brought cures for cancer, and they just wouldn't take that. So the constant harassment and legal battles are what we think killed him. Then the next one is number three, Wilhelm Reich, Orgone Energy and Cloud Busting and Weather Control. He built an instrument called the Cloud Busters, which successfully induced weather changes and had been used to break many droughts by producing clouds that made rain. The workable mechanisms for making rain clouds for crop irrigation in drought areas was stopped by those ever watchful of the ruling elite, at least according to the article again. Allowing something like this could lead to food abundances that would greatly contribute to ending world hunger, but it would also change the prices of food, and the food industry and controllers didn't want to end world hunger. So when you look at it, farmers need to make a living. So there had to have been, if they would have created some other way to make sure that farmers made a living, they could have produced huge amounts of food so that there was food available for even the most poorest nations in the world. Again, is there a hidden enslavement agenda by those of the ruling elite? Anyway, Wilhelm Reich was hounded by the FDA, and they accused him of fraud and deception, and they stole his equipment, they seized his books, and they destroyed, they actually burned his laboratories and all his books, and they burned all his paperwork. And his last days were spent in prison, where it claimed he died of a heart attack. So again, here you have great men that were hounded by those that were in power. The next one was Linus Pauling, and he's the vitamin C doctor, and he was the guy that came up with that heart disease is a vitamin C deficiency, and he came up along with one of his proteges, Dr. Matthias Rath. They came up that taking high amounts of vitamin C with the amino acid L-lysine in a 2-to-1 ratio actually could cure heart disease. And now, since that time, we've added nutrients like omega-3 fatty acids and coenzyme Q10 and the mineral selenium and vitamin E. But Linus Pauling came up with the unified theory, the cure for heart disease. And he was talking about at least 6 to 10 grams of vitamin C per day and the amino acid L-lysine. And also they used L-proline, and that helped to remove plaque from the lining of the walls of the blood vessels. Now we know that if you take vitamin D and vitamin K2, that also can help remove plaque from the narrowing arteries and blood vessels. So anyway, another one. Then number five was Stanley Meyer. He lived from 1940 to 1998, and he had a car that ran on water. And Meyer invented a car that ran on water instead of conventional fossil fuel gasoline. And the car was able to travel from New York to Los Angeles on 22 gallons of water. and the engine system was fitted with a fuel cell that was able to split the water into a component of hydrogen and oxygen. It burnt the hydrogen, was the fuel source used to generate the energy to power the car. And so they actually have a video. You can go on video and see that. Just look up Stanley Meyer or look up the car that runs on water, and you'll see a documentary that talks about how that engine worked. And he turned down billions of dollars and over the rights, the patents, and for his refusal, it is said that he was murdered, having died of uranium poisoning, and it was too much of a financial threat to the oil companies and oil industry and the petrochemical companies. So anyway, he wasn't the only person to invent water. There's also some others, so you can just look up a water-powered car. Number six was Harry Huxley and the Huxley remedies for curing cancer. And he developed and handed down from successive generations. He was able to use an herbal remedy that was extremely beneficial. It was a paste that he could use for external cancers and an elixir of herbal remedies for internal cancers. And he detoxified his formula. He had a clinic in Mexico where they did the Huxley Clinic. And he had 17 private cancer clinics established throughout the United States. And then in the mid-50s, the doctors reviewed his work and came to the conclusion that it definitely treated cancer. And it was the clinic was under treatment observation between 4,000 and 5,000 cancer patients. It handled approximately 90 patients per day, and 100 new patients per week came to the clinic seeking relief. And over the years, the clinic had accumulated more than 10,000 case histories, photographic evidence, and x-ray evidence from all over the United States. And he had a cancer clinic in Dallas, Texas. And then again, he was shut down by the American Medical Association, and they can't have that. Again, there was a long legal, protracted battle, politically motivated, and there was a lot of media, and several thousand people testified that they'd been cured from Huxley's elixir, while the AMA refused any kind of third-party evaluations. So in spite of the circumstances favoring Huxley and winning his cases in court, the medical fraternity branded him a quack and a charlatan, and so they finally ended up closing him down. And again, the story doesn't end well, because one of the nurses took his treatment to Mexico under a different name. And but now the National Cancer Institutes have deliberately tried to close those down. And number seven, and this one I wasn't aware of myself, but the Nazis, and during World War II and just before World War II, they had developed flying saucer technology, or anti-gravity flying saucer technology, during World War II. Now, where they got that information, we don't know, but they had a big base in the Antarctic, which housed them, and was later a part of a 1945 were super weapons. And anyway, they said that there was a base on the far side of the moon, and we don't know what happened, but accordingly, they supposedly had anti-gravity anti-gravity planes. So again, I'm not sure on that, because I never did a lot of research in it. It's this one that came in this article. There's all kinds of YouTube videos that show some of these different prototypes, and actually some of them flying, and the anti-gravity technology. And anyway, that would have been pretty cool to have that. So anyway, that was the seven inventions that would have changed the world. And there was a quote in 1963 by John F. Kennedy that said, "No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again." So anyway, that was a really great article that talked about some of these inventions that could have changed the world. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me. Thermography, breast testing. I think it's the best test for certainly evaluating breast physiology. A mammogram only shows anatomy. You either see a tumor or you don't. A thermography, that actually shows physiology. It tells you the temperature of the skin. You photograph the blood vessels underneath the skin. You see the shape and the sizes and the temperatures. Then you do a physiological challenge, put your hands in cold water, and either the temperature goes down or it does not. When the temperature goes down, we usually know that's not a cancer. When the temperature does not go down, then you have that reevaluated with a ultrasound, and when that's positive, you do an MRI. So the Rolls-Royce of breast testing is the thermography. If it's positive, ultrasound, and if that's positive, then MRI. So that's what you can use. So anyway, one of the articles that I wanted to cover, and it's on cinnamon. And I've talked a lot about cinnamon. And anyway, this is a new article that they're finding that Ceylon cinnamon can be used to treat various illnesses. And there's only two kinds of cinnamon, and one is cassia cinnamon, which is from China and Malaysia and most of the world. About 90%+ of that cinnamon is cassia cinnamon. And then there's what's called true cinnamon, or Ceylon cinnamon. That comes from Sri Lanka, and it used to be called Ceylon. Now it's called Sri Lanka. Well, that's where true cinnamon grows. Anyway, they did this study, and it was published in the Journal of the British Medical Complementary and Alternative Medicine, and they found scientific support for its use for antimicrobial, antiparasitic. It's a high antioxidant. It lowers blood glucose. It helps to reverse diabetes. It's very beneficial for the cardiovascular system. It actually helped to reduce cholesterol. So they've did this whole study here, actually helped reduce blood pressure, total cholesterol, the low density, the bad type of cholesterol, and it helped liver function, kidney functions. And so they concluded that cinnamon is beneficial for all kinds of diseases. And then I did a Medline study, and it says cinnamon has anti-cancer properties. It produces apoptosis in cancer cells, and cinnamon extract increased apoptosis in various cancer cell lines, such as lipoma, cervical cancer, colorectal cancer. And so apoptosis is the death of cancer cells. It also helped anti-angiogenesis, where it helped stop the production of new blood vessels that went to cancer cells. So cinnamon is one of those spices. First of all, it tastes yummy, and it really can help reduce sugars in the bloodstream and help control sugar metabolism. And that's so important because that helps liver metabolism. So it benefits the liver by helping sugar metabolism. And we know too much sugar can cause all kinds of different diseases. So here's all these new studies about Ceylon cinnamon. Ceylon cinnamon is hard to find. They did a study for those that were positive to the HER2 BC genes, and it helped stop the expression of those genes. And that was a new study that was done in breast cancer. It was the Journal of New Breast Cancer Options. And it's something that you can add very easy. I have, especially for diabetics, what you can do is take cinnamon and a quarter teaspoon to a half a teaspoon, put it in a glass of water, add one or two teaspoons of apple cider vinegar or one or two teaspoons of the new coconut water vinegar, and you can actually help to control blood sugars. Again, we're not treating diabetes per se. What we're doing is evaluating and helping your body control how it uses sugars in metabolism. So adding cinnamon to your diet, or I'm sure even cinnamon oil, and let me tell you, the cinnamon oil, it's a wonderful smell. And doTERRA has both cassia and Ceylon cinnamon, and you can put the two together, and that's the way you can really tell the difference in the types of cinnamon that it is. And so cinnamon is one of those that's just really high grade, and I think it's quite beneficial for almost any kind of disease. Okay, next article. I've talked about high intensity exercises before, but this is a new one. It seems like a new one comes out almost every week, and this one was published in the McMaster research from McMaster University, and they reported that high intensity workouts, high intensity interval training, not only did it help you develop your muscles, and it improved lung function, and it improved heart function, but the newest study, according to the study, is that it improved memory. And it said joining a gym and doing at least 6 weeks of intensive workouts, such as these short rounds of interval training for 20 minutes, can noticeably improve high interference memory. And this type of memory allows people to distinguish items and persons and identity. They showed that the researchers behind the study, it was published in the Journal of Cognitive Neuroscience, and they've pointed out the importance of these findings because they think it's if they add these kinds of exercises, especially for dementia and Alzheimer's. I saw a study that was on TV, and I don't remember where I saw it. It might have even been in 60 Minutes, but they were showing boxing. Senior citizens that took up boxing and practiced boxing actually improved their memory for Alzheimer's and dementia. It also improved their memories on all kinds of other things. So basically, they found that improving oxygen uptake through high-intensity training is what improved the brain function in anything having to do with brain function. It improved the high-intensity training, improved Parkinson's and MS and almost anything. And now there's studies using high intensity, 15 minutes of exercise using high amounts of breathing pure oxygen, that's reversing all kinds of studies. So This one, again, published in the Journal of Cognitive Neuroscience, and they pointed out the immediate effects. The study posted an immediate increase in memory over the duration of the entire study. So that's another one that I think is really going to change things, how people recognize exercise. And we're not talking jogging or long-distance running. We're talking high intensity. And I've always talked about and told people, stop jogging. When you like jogging, then what you want to do is run fast, slow, fast, slow. So if you like jogging, what you want to do is run 30 seconds as fast as you can, and then run about a minute and a half, very slow recovery. 30 seconds as fast as you can, and then slow recovery. So this way, you can still do your running and your or walking. If you like walking, then walk 30 seconds as fast as you can, and then walk a minute and a half, slow recovery. 30 seconds fast, and then a minute and a half slow recovery. The next article is one of my favorite foods of all time, and that's avocados. And this article says avocados are a superfood and that you need to be eating one avocado every single day. And so what they're showing is that an avocado, because of the proper kinds of fat, that it boosts heart health. It contains fats and fiber that helps lower your risk of cardiovascular disease. And because of the phytochemicals and carotenoids and phytosterols, avocado promotes eye health and skin health and bone health. And it reduces oxidative stress, which is free radicals, and it reduces inflammation or any kind of inflammatory stress. It also lowered the amount of the LDL cholesterol because the saturated fats in avocados are the proper kind, and they actually help to keep the bad cholesterol in check. And because it's a polyunsaturated fatty acids, they're medium-chain triglycerides, they're very healthy fats, and so avocados are one of the healthiest foods that you can eat. First of all, it's that wonderful creamy texture, and it's to spread that on a piece of rye bread with only a little bit of salt added. Oh my gosh, there's nothing like it. Maybe a big, nice slice of beef, a beefsteak tomato, and a nice piece of sweet red onion, and you have, there's nothing like, I just think it's wonderful. The only thing is, avocado has a lot of potassium, so they say if you have kidney disease, you have to be careful how much avocado you eat because of the high potassium. But avocados are rich in mono and polyunsaturated fatty acids, and they lower your risk of heart disease. They can lower your risk of stroke. Clinical studies that have consistently confirmed that consuming avocados can help lower your risk of any issue with cholesterol, or they lower your lipoprotein A, which is a type of fat that causes cardiovascular disease. And the opinions and the views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. So join us again next Saturday, Natural Solutions Radio, with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath, and today's show was brought to you by Health Naturally, etc. So you can go to Health Naturally, etc. You can order any of the products that we talk about. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph from Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be back next week with another show.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.